You're going to get whiplash.
4:03, and we welcome you in a Wednesday edition of the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn, with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, as well as 102.3 and 106.3 FM, and the new Jim OT on 107.5 FM. If you haven't checked out some of our alternative programming options for you on the Jim OT, make sure you do so, especially in the early afternoon before local programming takes over the airwaves here on KGYM. Todd and Alex with you till 6 o'clock tonight. Buttons is along for the ride as well. He hates Wednesdays, Alex, because
he does.
He's got to wait a really long time to give away whatever it is that we're giving away on a particular week. This week, we've had a tremendous response so far to the first 2 days of the Def Leppard and ZZ Top tickets at the Iowa Events Center, Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines.
That doesn't surprise me.
Tickets are not on sale yet. They will go on sale Friday to the general public at 10 a.m. There's a pre-sale tomorrow beginning at 10 a.m. We've got details on how you can get in ahead of the general public on Friday in that pre-sale on our Facebook page. Stop by, give us a like, KGYM Radio. Or you can stick around with us till about 5:35 tonight and try to win a pair of tickets to see the Rock and Roll Hall of Famers inside tonight's 5 o'clock face-off. 7 questions, 60 seconds. You answer more than your opponent. You're going to be rocking out with Def Leppard and ZZ Top October 10th in the capital city. 4:05, 25 minutes away from our weekly Wednesday conversation with UNI play-by-play voice Gary Rima. The Panthers are set to take off for Terre Haute. I believe they were leaving right about now. I think 4 o'clock is when they were supposed to be flying in to Terre Haute, taking on Greg Lansing and the Sycamores tomorrow. And a special guest tonight at 5 o'clock. The Hawkeye baseball team is already underway. Iowa 2-1 on the season. They've got a huge weekend series of games in San Diego at the Tony Gwynn Classic. Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller is with us this evening. All that and more. Your texts and phone calls welcome as well. 319-366-1600. And Alex, today is a bellwether day because we are officially 1 month away from the start of the NCAA tournament. This is go time. This is crunch time, is it not?
It starts to get into that territory, and we got a little bit of a preview of what the Big Ten race is going to look like the rest of the season last night in State College, Pennsylvania. Ayo Dosunmu comes back for the Illinois Fighting Illini. They go on the road and beat the 10th-ranked Penn State Nittany Lions. So a huge win for Illinois, and the twists and turns of this Big Ten season continue to get even more crazy. And I don't expect that to change. I think we're going to see that the rest of the way.
Well, while we're talking about players coming back, CJ Frederick, a possibility for tomorrow night's top 25 showdown at Carver Hawkeye Arena between Ohio State and Iowa. Fran McCaffrey meeting with the media today saying that Frederick did a little running on that ankle today. Now, the question is whether or not he's going to be healthy enough, strong enough to cut on that ankle, to play defense. It's not as simple as just running in a straight line, but it'd be a big boost for the Hawkeyes tomorrow night in a pivotal game against Ohio State. Are we going to see CJ Frederick make yet another quick return? Remember, he's still supposed to be out of the lineup from the last injury in January, right? Wasn't he supposed to be just returning right around now? Weren't people saying 4 to 6 weeks for the stress reaction in his foot, and he came back a week later? Here we go, ankle sprain. He may only miss a little bit of time. We'll see tomorrow night. But Illinois game last night, Penn State Illinois, I did not see that one coming. Probably should have sniffed it out. Probably should have felt that maybe there was something there. The Penn State, a short stay inside the top 10. There's just something about seeing Penn State ranked in the top 10 in the men's college basketball polls that you say, okay, something's not right here. All is not right with the world. Big games tonight in the Big Ten. We mentioned earlier in the week, you've essentially sort of have an eliminator, if you will, tonight, Indiana and Minnesota. That's at Williams Arena. Golden Gopher is a 5.5-point favorite there. And a lot of money coming in on Rutgers. I watched this one last night. The opening line had Rutgers favored by Michigan 1 point. Favored when the line came out last night, and now Rutgers is a 3-point favorite over the Wolverines in Piscataway tonight. So a couple good Big Ten games on tap tonight. You've got three games, I think, in the MVC. We mentioned UNI plays tomorrow in Terre Haute against Indiana State. Drake is at home tonight. They've got Valparaiso coming into the Knapp Center. Bradley plays tonight, so if you're a UNI fan, there could be some impact on the MVC standings and the MVC race. Lots of good basketball to be played tonight. Speaking of basketball, our poll question today, something we've been discussing for the last, 36, 48 hours here. It's now official. John Beilein is stepping away from the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's walking away from the remaining 4 years on his deal. He's leaving $12 million on the table, walking away from his contract with the Cavaliers. Our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, would you have walked away from $12 million if you were John Beilein, or would you have figured out a way to be miserable for just a couple more weeks until Cleveland decided that it was going to step in and fire you, and then the Cavaliers would owe you the $12 million on your contract? Would you willingly walk away from $12 million if you were John Beilein? 319-366-1600. That's what the man did. And now he's going to sit back and let his agent field phone calls, I'm sure, from a number of athletic directors who will be gauging his interest in possibly becoming their next head coach. All the meanwhile, while these schools currently have coaches employed, one of them may be playing a game tonight in the Big 12. I don't know whether I can see him at Texas, but
it'd be interesting to see what he would look like as a coach at a program with just all kinds of resources. But also, I mean, it's sort of the similar fit that he was in at Michigan. A lot of resources, but basketball is second fiddle. Basketball is the number two option at the University of Texas. So I think that this coaching carousel this offseason is going to be very, very fascinating to watch. And there will be plenty of bidders at the college level for John Beilein, not so many at the NBA level. I think that it's safe to say that experiment did not work out.
Texas at home in Austin tonight, just a 2-point favorite against TCU. 319-366-1600 is not only the number to reach Buttons, who will then patch you through to us here in the KGYM studios, but it is also the First Federal Credit Union text line. You can send us your thoughts, 140 characters at a time, whatever the text limitations are. Regular text rates may apply. The number again, 319-366-1600. 1600. Plenty more to get to over the course of the next hour and 45 minutes. A little bit of baseball news today from the Cactus League in Arizona. New Cubs manager David Ross indicating that Chris Bryant is going to bat at the top of the lineup this year for the Cubs, and perhaps he will go with Bryant and Anthony Rizzo back to back at 1 and 2. In the Cubs order. This is going to be interesting to see. I'm just happy we're talking about a baseball story today other than Rob Manfred's incompetence, which we could still be discussing.
Can we have the Rob Manfred's incompetent story of the day? We could easily make that a segment.
Well, we could figure out the new segment could be what high-profile sports celebrity slash person has come out to rail on Rob Manfred. Yesterday it was LeBron James. Manfred had his press conference over the Astros sign-stealing scandal was so bad that he had to have another news conference yesterday to basically give himself a mulligan. And at the end of his opening remarks, he apologized for calling the commissioner's trophy a piece of metal. Probably a little bit too late on that front, but it's been fascinating to see the players react to his comments. And I think we're just ready at this point to get some games underway this weekend and start talking about lineup decisions and rotations and things that actually matter to baseball fans. But in the meantime,
can we just stop seeing Rob Manfred speak? Like, please stop having him step in front of microphones because he's awful at it. You can tell that he's in over his head every time he talks into a microphone or speaks to the media.
Look, I am an expert on people who are in over their heads when they step in front of a microphone and open their mouths. There's nobody who knows more about being in over your head in front of a microphone than I do. How do these guys get this far in life and be as bad at public relations as they are? I mean, you oversee the entire sport and you refer to the commissioner's trophy as a piece of metal. And then you come up, well, I guess to his credit, he didn't really say that his comments were misconstrued. He didn't try to hide behind the fact that he was misquoted, which is my favorite thing because in 2020, there's microphones everywhere. It's really hard to say you're misquoted in this day and age because someone somewhere is going to be able to pull the receipts out on you and say, no, you said exactly. That's why
people
surprised.
Still do it.
That's why I'm surprised the Beeline stuff, there had to be some audio of him. Did he say thugs? Did he say slugs? That didn't make it. That didn't make it into recorded audio anywhere, and that really surprises me in this day and age. 319-366-1600, the text line pointing out that the Chicago Cubs now among several teams that have made the announcement that they're going to be raising pay for their minor league players in this upcoming season, the 2020 season. I believe the San Francisco Giants also came out yesterday and said that they were going to be doing the same thing. Toronto started this a year ago. The amazing thing here is that these teams are able to make these moves without shutting down 42 minor league teams. They have the money. I don't think the Brewers will be announcing that they're giving pay raises anytime soon because their owner said they didn't make any money last year. I still don't believe him. But they can give these pay raises without doing what Rob Manfred says they need to do in order to streamline and make the minor leagues more efficient. Bottom line is, right now in Major League Baseball, the left arm doesn't know what the right arm's doing. And that's not necessarily a great thing. Let's go to the phone lines, 366-1600. It's Adam in Cedar Rapids, one of our usual suspects on the phone lines. Adam, what's on your mind tonight?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Loving the baseball talk, as always. I am ready like you are. I am ready for some games. But one of the things that I learned yesterday during the Rob Manfred I'm going to talk because I feel I'm important speech due to the Astros was learning that they were cheating in the playoffs as well. But at the same time, understanding the fact that I don't think none of us would be having this discussion right now if Tony Clark, the MLBPA president, didn't cut a deal with Major League Baseball to understand what was going on and get to the bottom of this. You know, it's that old saying, you know, if you want, you don't, sometimes you just don't want to know everything that's going on. And unfortunately, this is what's led to it. But I love the fact that the players are all coming out and speaking. Never heard this in my whole lifetime. Most of the times you don't hear these stories until you're watching MLB Network at 12 o'clock at night and looking at a year in review or one of the old-time Hall of Famers talking about stories of the old days. Love the show as always, guys. I'll let you guys respond. Alex Kuhn, you are the man.
Yeah, it took a while for MLB to pick up, the MLB Network to pick up coverage of Rob Manfred's news conference the other day. That's the problem with media that controls the narrative. If you've got a sports if you've got a league that has its own media outlet and they control what you see and what you don't see or hear, but they ultimately did acquiesce and put Rob Manfred on the air because you can only hide it for so long. Adam brings up Tony Clark, and the name may sound familiar to folks who aren't necessarily following the labor relations aspect of Major League Baseball. Tony Clark was a fairly decent power hitter in the mid-90s for the Detroit Tigers. Some really bad Detroit Tigers teams. Think Tony Clark, Bobby Higginson. Trying to think of some other names that were there sort of post-Alan Trammell and Lou Whitaker. Tony Clark is the head of the players' union. Yeah, how do you feel if you're a Cubs player or a Cardinals player or basically any player other than the Astros? Your union head sold everybody out to protect. Now, again, he's doing what his job is. His job is to protect members of the union. In this particular instance, it was the Houston Astros, but you're doing it at the expense of the rest of your membership.
Yeah, which most is of now, your players.
Which has now led to some major issues with his leadership, because you're seeing Mike Trout. Aaron Judge has come out. Now, these are big names in baseball that are coming out and calling out for more punishment. And Rob Manfred says, can't do anything because we basically sort of agreed that the players would have immunity. Now, there's some ambiguity as to whether or not that was actually guaranteed, but the bottom line is, at this point, it doesn't look like anything's going to happen to these players. And you've got baseball coming out and saying, anything punitive that happens moving forward, if pitchers are throwing at the Astros aren't the ones who are going to be in trouble. It's the pitcher, possibly the manager. This is a story that's not going away anytime soon, and it's going to, I think, basically overshadow pretty much the entire 2020 campaign. Anytime the Astros come to a new city, this is going to be the headline. It's going to dominate the first day of media availability.
Well, I think ESPN last night was pointing out the calendar of significant games this year for the Houston Astros. I think the first time they play the Yankees, the first time they play Mike Fiers, the first time that they go on the road to take on the Dodgers, with all of the Dodgers being very outspoken against them. So, yeah, this is every single place that they go. The beginning of every road series that they have is going to be very interesting, because they are, as Adam pointed out, the way that the other players in Major League Baseball have been so outspoken against what they did has been sort of the most staggering thing for me, just how angry they are with what the Astros did. And I don't blame them at all.
Now, there is the thought that baseball, this sport that can't seem to gain any traction among younger fans, that seems to be alienating its older fans, could baseball actually benefit from taking a page out of Vince McMahon's playbook here? I was reading a piece earlier today that, okay, I'm not going to lie, I saw the headline on a piece earlier today and I didn't have the time or the wherewithal to actually click on the link, but the headline led me to draw up the idea. The Astros seem to be embracing the villain role here. And you see this in professional wrestling all the time. You've got the baby face and you've got the heel. And the Astros have gone full heel here. Is this what baseball needs to catch the attention of people who don't normally pay any mind to baseball as a sport? But all of a sudden, now you've got this villain of an organization out there that's cheating and bending the rules, and they're not bowing down to MLB. They don't really seem contrite or sorry. Carlos Correa's out there dropping bleeped out language here and there, talking about, you know, wanting to move on and this isn't a big deal. Could this ultimately somehow wind up being, hard for me to fathom, mind you, could this wind up being good for baseball in the long run? That the Astros now are so compelling as a villain that people who are either a casual fan or don't even care about baseball at all, that they may be following and tuning in just to root against the Astros, or to see how, when they go to Oakland or when they go to Seattle or when they go to the south side of Chicago, to see how they're greeted by the fans.
In a crazy way, I do think it's possible. Right?
What a world.
Yeah, I mean, look at what this has done already.
Baseball can only grow.
LeBron James is commenting on baseball.
Baseball can only grow by destroying itself. So if that's the case, maybe, just maybe, Rob Manfred really is the right guy for the job.
Let's just make Major League Baseball into a one large First Take.
And then
where you
can
just tune in to hate what the Astros are doing.
That is kind of a First Take-y. Are they the villain? Is this good for baseball? Is this ultimately good for baseball? 319-366-1600. It's not a shtick. The more time that I spend thinking about this, the more I wonder if this actually isn't benefiting the sport somewhat.
I think it could be. I think it absolutely could be.
If that's the case, then you've got the right guy at the helm. He's Vince McMahon without all the charisma. Or the children who can also become part of the storyline. Rob Manfred as Vince McMahon. 366-1600. Let's go back to the phone lines. Nick in North Liberty wants to weigh in on baseball. Nick, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Just wanted to touch on this whole Rob Manfred thing and the player's response. If they really wanted to send a message, the Mike Trouts, Aaron Judges, Bryce Harpers, would do more than just, you know, come out and say how big of an idiot Rob Manfred is. They would say, well, I'm not going to lace up the cleats, you know, until the Astros players are suspended or there's, you know, additional punishment for, you know, this scandal. Saying all of the things that they are, yeah, it's well and good and, you know, it probably sticks in Rob Manfred's craw, but, you know, it doesn't really do a whole lot in the end. You know, it just kind of defaces baseball, you know, a little bit more as, you know, it doesn't really need because it's already doing it on its own. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Nick, maybe we're onto something. Kool-Aid on the First Federal Credit Union text line. I could not care less about baseball, but I've been locked into the MLB/Astros meltdown. There you go. Marketing genius. All it took was an organization to basically try to bring the sport to its knees. I mean, most people that view this historically are putting this on par with what the Chicago White Sox did in 1919 when they threw the World Series. That scandal almost brought baseball completely to its knees. And you brought in Commissioner Landis after that, and Babe Ruth came along to prominence. He was already playing, but he came onto the scene as the Sultan of SWAT, and then baseball takes off. You're talking about perhaps the second most important scandal in Major League Baseball history, and the handling of it from start to finish so far has just been god-awful, and it's coming at an inopportune time. This is the time of year where if you're a baseball fan, you're actually supposed to be optimistic and excited and looking forward to the season, and I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that still feel that way, but right now the entire sport has this black cloud hanging over it. And again, the cloud is not going to dissipate anytime soon because the Astros are going to play 162 games this year, and everywhere they go, this is going to fall. There's a trash can in every ballpark.
Yes, there is.
Multiple trash cans. There are trash cans in Florida at spring training because we know there was a guy there the first day that they had a public workout who was running around banging on the trash cans and then running away before security could catch him. 319-366-1600. Chris Bryant is the leadoff man for the Cubs. That would normally be a huge, huge baseball story, and it's taken a backseat to Rob Manfred and the Astros. John in Cedar Rapids wants to talk baseball as well. John, what's up?
Yes, I've kind of been listening to you guys on this thing and reading the paper on this. Okay, and maybe you don't want to commit to this question I'm going to propose for you and Alex. What do the two of you really feel that should be done? I mean, I don't know if maybe you've already given that opinion and I just didn't hear it, but and maybe you don't want to disclose that, but I'm just curious if you guys would not want to elaborate on your recommendation, what needs to be done to nip this whole thing in the bud. So anyway, I'll listen to see what you have to say, and thanks. Bye.
John, appreciate the phone call.
At this point, there's the problem of Rob Manfred has put himself in a position to where they can't discipline the players, which is ridiculous. Like how did that come to fruition? You cannot have a scandal of this magnitude where the players are sort of running the show and doing things that are ruining the sanctity of the game, and the players don't get punished at all. And at this point, I do think they should be stripped of their title. I didn't at first because I thought, you know what, that's always been a hollow gesture. I've never understood why they take the Heisman Trophy away from Reggie Bush, or they took the national title away from USC. We know who won it, but this is a different level of cheating to where they gained a completely unfair advantage that helped them win games, that helped them in the middle of games. This wasn't a thing where USC pays Reggie Bush or there's money involved with the NCAA. No, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking, like you said, Todd, about one of the worst scandals in Major League Baseball history.
The fact that they did it in the postseason, I think now leads a lot of people, myself included, and I'm with you. I think anytime you if you vacate wins or you force a college to take down a banner, it's an empty gesture. And I've said this a number of times before on the air, and not just sports related. We are a nation of empty gestures.
Yes.
Nothing makes us feel better with a minimal amount of effort than an empty gesture, because we feel like we're doing the bare minimum to acknowledge some sort of greater societal problem. It's an empty gesture, but I think it's one that most baseball fans would embrace at this point in time. If you took that title away from them, physically repossessed the commissioner's trophy, and it doesn't change anything, but I think it gives people what they want, because there is no punitive justice for the players, because the union had their back. Again, Tony Clark was doing his job at the expense of the rest of the union membership, but he protected the Astros players. Baseball's saying, don't throw at these guys because you're the one who's going to get in trouble. At this point, what can you do? I think what John was trying to get at, is there anything that can be done right now that's going to change this? No, there's not. When you take away the hunk of metal, to use Rob Manfred's terminology for the commissioner's trophy, it doesn't change the fact that the Houston Astros won the World Series in 2017. Just like it doesn't change. Is Reggie Bush a Heisman Trophy winner? Did Reggie Bush win a Heisman Trophy? The answer to that is yes. But you quote-unquote take he vacated it. The hell he did. He won the trophy. I watched on TV in New York City when he held the trophy and gave a speech. Did this team win a title? Yes, they did. We watched it with our own eyes. So you can pretend all you want, and you can take away a trophy. There's nothing that can be done right now that's going to make this any better. And it's all baseball's doing. And Rob Manfred's complicit in it. Tony Clark is complicit in it. And the party that's absolutely most involved in it is the Houston Astros themselves. Contract them. Save the 42 minor league. How's that for a hot take? Put that on First Take. I'm not calling for the contract. Don't, BJ and Marion, don't get mad at me. I'm not calling for the contraction of the Houston Astros. One last phone call. We got about 60 seconds. Sam in Cedar Rapids. Sam, go ahead.
Hey, so my question with all this is, has Manfred lost the ability to actually be able to suspend or fine any baseball players for anything in the future? You know, I mean, if this isn't big enough to fine or suspend anybody, if I plunk a Houston player during the season, why should I recognize a fine or suspension from him? It to me, he's lost the ability to control his own league. But thank you for taking my call.
Brings up a good point. As Rob Manfred has lost credibility with the players. And unfortunately, he works for the owners.
That's the only group that he has not lost credibility
with. Exactly, because they're making billions of dollars. Millions of dollars once you split it up, but $10.7 billion last year in revenue for Major League Baseball.
Unless you're the Brewers.
Unless you're the Brewers, you didn't apparently get a big enough piece of that pie to cover your operating expenses. But the owners employ the commissioner. The commissioner works for or at the will of the owners, and they're happy with this guy. And that's all you need to know. Players, don't get a voice in it. We're overdue. We got to get a big board update. Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, set to join us shortly. Here's Alex.
Fran McCaffrey met with the media today in Iowa City ahead of tomorrow night's contest at Carver Hawkeye Arena against Ohio State. McCaffrey was asked about C.J. Frederick's availability for tomorrow, and he did not rule out the redshirt freshman's availability for the game. Instead, he said that C.J. did some running today, and they're going to monitor what he can. Yesterday they're going to monitor what he can do today in practice. Frederick went down in the Indiana game with a high ankle sprain, and then missed Sunday's game against Minnesota. Lisa Bluter has been named today to the Naismith Women's College Coach of the Year late season watch list. She's one of 15 coaches on that list, and it's easy to see why. The Hawkeyes, who weren't expected to do all that much this season after the departure of Megan Gustafson, are 21-5 overall, 12-3 in the Big Ten, and unanimously ranked in the top 25 polls. The NHL trade deadline is fast approaching, and one former Cedar Rapids Rough Rider was traded today. Alec Martinez, who has been a cornerstone of two Stanley Cup runs in Los Angeles in 11 seasons with the Kings, is going to be suiting up for a different NHL team for the first time in his career. He's headed to the Las Vegas Golden Knights, according to a report from Frank Cervalli of TSN. And apparently the package in that deal was the Los Angeles Kings will receive 2 second-round picks from the Vegas Golden Knights.
And while we're talking McCaffrey's and baseball, Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com has let me know that Connor McCaffrey is going to be our guest on Friday inside the Big Hour, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. We'll get his thoughts on basketball and baseball. Connor still playing both sports at the University of Iowa. And A.J. Puck, the Cedar Rapids native, going to draw the Cactus League opening start for the Oakland Athletics. They open this weekend against the Chicago Cubs. So we'll see whether Chris Bryant is batting leadoff against A.J. Puck or not. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, UNI is on its way to Terre Haute, where the Panthers will be in action tomorrow against Indiana State in a big game for UNI. We've got the voice of the Panthers with us every Wednesday at 4:30. Gary Rima joins us after this.
Planning for home and yard improvements in 2020? Get all the latest tips and trends from the experts at the 41st Annual Cedar Rapids Home and Builders Show, located at the Hawkeye Downs Expo Center in Cedar Rapids. This year's show features the best products and services for your home and garden. Stop by Friday, February 21st through Sunday, February 23rd to see the displays and attend informative how-to seminars. Plus, Papa Balloon will be making fun balloon creations for the kids. The 41st Annual Cedar Rapids Home and Builder Show, February 21st through the 23rd in the Hawkeye Downs Expo Center. Show hours are 4 to 8 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, and noon to 5 p.m. Sunday. Admission is just $5, and children under 12 are free. Sponsored annually by the Greater Cedar Rapids Housing and Building Association. Ideas to make
your house a home. TCB Pool Hall, it's the real deal. Regulation full-size tables? Check. 10 of them. Cold beer? Check. 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. $2 domestic bottles? Check. Every day of the week. Nobody fake, nothing filtered. That's the kind of place you want to hang out, right? Check. TCB Pool Hall. Hang out, play pool, drink cold beer. The $2 domestic bottles every day kind. At TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Ped Mall, downtown Iowa City.
You work hard, and you deserve to get the most for your money. Like health insurance coverage with the largest, most accessible networks, so you can choose where you want to go for care. like having multiple plans so you can choose the coverage that works best for you. Mostly, you deserve to have the health insurance expertise Iowans have been trusting for over 80 years. Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. To find the small business or individual plan that's right for you, talk to your local agent about Wellmark today. Get started at Wellmark.com.
No matter what kind of entertainment you're in the mood for, sports talk or smart rock, you are covered with KGYM and Smart FM, a walk-off home run at the plate, or walk of life from dire straits, a long run from scrimmage, or the long run from the Eagles. Tune in anytime to satisfy your craving for infotainment. KGYM, 1600 AM, 106.3 in Iowa City, and now on 102.3 in Cedar Rapids. And Smart FM, 95.1 in Cedar Rapids and 98.5 Iowa City.
Hills Bank is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. Connect with a banker in office or on our Here app. Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
Welcome back in the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM, and the all-new Gym OT 107.5 FM here in Cedar Rapids. Streaming online, KGYMRadio.com as well. Your home for, among other things, UNI men's basketball this winter. It's been a great season so far for the Panthers, notwithstanding an 82-73 loss to Loyola last weekend. Gary Rima, the play-by-play voice of the Panthers, is with us ahead of tomorrow night's trip to the Holman Center in Terre Haute to take on our old pal Greg Lansing and the Indiana State Sycamores. And Gary, tough loss to Porter Mosier and Loyola, 82-73. How are the Panthers doing as they get ready for Indiana State?
And mentioned overtime loss, too. I mean, that played them to an overtime game in the McLeod Center in January and won that game in overtime over the Ramblers. We go to their house, and real similar type game. We're down 7 with a couple of minutes to go, down 67-60, get it tied, and at 71 all with A.J. Green hitting a big three with just a couple of seconds left to get it to overtime. And then just kind of felt like we ran out of gas, guys. They scored the first 11 points in overtime, and we just got a two-point bucket late, and that's why it was 82-73. But really, really gutty effort out of the team. And again, a real, almost a mirror image of what happened when Loyola played in the McLeod Center, Todd. It was a game in which we felt we were in good shape to win it in regulation, had a 6-7 point lead, about a minute to go, and they end up getting the game tied and sent it to overtime, and then we beat them in the overtime period at home. So, you know, a couple of really good teams. Loyola's got a really nice team. I mean, Krutwig's a beast inside, and they've got some really good guards. They got a nice ball club, so maybe get a third shot at them in the conference tournament. But I think the team will bounce back. I think they know that. I mean, it was a sold-out arena, really tough environment. They had a lot to play for. They were two games back of first place from us. And if we win that game on Saturday night in Chicago, we would have had a three-game lead on Loyola and pretty much could have wrapped up the regular season title with four games to go. But it also pulled a couple other teams within two games of us. So Southern Illinois, you know, with five losses, and Bradley Braves with five losses, so they're just two games back, or they also would have been three games out with the four to go. So they had a lot to play for, and so did the Panthers, and Loyola found a way to win it. But I think this team, you know, is a really quiet bus ride home from Chicago Saturday night. I can tell you that. I know they wanted that one badly, but I think they'll be ready to go tomorrow night in another really tough environment where Indiana State was undefeated at home until they got beat over the weekend at home by Missouri State for that first home loss of the year. So Indiana State has not been real tough on the road, but they've been extremely good at home. So got a feeling we got our hands full tomorrow night against Greg Lansing and the Fighting Sycamores.
Does it feel like, now I know it doesn't say it in the standings, but it does, the way that the two games have shaken out so far between you and I and Loyola, tightly contested overtime games, does it feel like these are the top two teams in the conference?
I got to put Bradley in that mix also. Okay. I think Bradley, now that they've got Elijah Childs back, he's healthy, he's playing again, they look really good, and, you know, he he came into the first meeting at UNI injured, and they played him, and he got re-injured and then missed some games, and now he's back. And I think they're going to be a team to be reckoned with when it comes to the postseason conference tournament. Doesn't matter if they're going to be the 2 seed, the 3 seed, the 4 seed. I mean, they could be the 5, but they're going to be a handful also. But it just, now that we've been through the league and we've seen everybody, it feels like you and I, Loyola and Bradley, are the top 3. I think Drake can be a dangerous team at the conference tournament. We still have to play at their place. I'm not sold on Southern Illinois. I know they're sitting in a tie for third place. And we get them at home this coming Sunday, which, you know, that game I think is about sold out also, and should be a great atmosphere to try and get revenge on that loss at their place. But I'm not sold that Southern Illinois is going to be a big time player at the conference tournament. I'd say it's the other 3, and then look out for the Drake Bulldogs.
You and I, play-by-play man Gary Rima, with us here on KGYM. How's AJ Green's nose doing, Gary?
It's broke. It is broken. He looks pretty tough right now. He has one eye that was kind of not swollen shut, but the swollen black eye was setting in, and he's going to look pretty tough for a few days. And probably going to have to wear that clear plastic mask at least for a few games, if not for the entire rest of the season. But Coach Jacobson said on Monday, not expected to miss any playing time. He's a tough kid, and he played that after he got injured, diving for that basketball late in that game at Loyola. He played the rest of the game. As a matter of fact, Trey Burhau and A.J. Green played all 45 minutes of that game at Loyola on Saturday night, and not far behind was Isaiah Brown and Spencer Haldeman played 42 minutes of that 45-minute game, and Austin Feist played 41 minutes, so the 5 starters really logged a lot of minutes on Saturday. But as far as AJ goes, I think he'll be ready. It is going to be interesting to see, Todd, how he plays wearing that mask. I mean, I think, you know, you're a shooter, and is it going to be, you're going to be able to breathe it like you normally do? Is it going to be hot? Is it going to affect your vision at all? I know he's in the gym right now, just putting up a ton of shots, you know, getting ready to, you know, but you get in a game situation. How does that affect him? So we're going to find out tomorrow night, and I think he'll be fine, but he will play with that broken nose and most likely with that clear plastic mask on.
You mentioned Indiana State. They've been good at home this season. 3-game losing streak all of a sudden, and a loss at home to Missouri State just last week. How interesting does this game now become between two teams who really, really, really want this win, and you want every game, but both teams in a position where this is a very meaningful game.
Yeah, and from the UNI Panther side of it, Alex, I mean, with Loyola just a game back, we got to take care of business to keep that 1-game lead. Getting that 1 seed at the postseason conference tournament, I think, is just, it's so valuable for a number of reasons. If you're the 1 seed, you get to play a team that had to play Thursday night and turn right around and play you at noon on Friday. I guess that's a quick turnaround. A team that's come out of Thursday night has never beaten the 1 seed in the quarterfinal round. If you're the 2 seed, you also get the opportunity to play a team that had to play on Thursday night, but they don't have to play until 6 o'clock or so on Friday night. So they actually get more time to rest. So it's really valuable there. Also, if you are the 1 seed, if for some reason you don't win the conference tournament or get an at-large berth into the NCAA tournament, then you automatically do get to go to the NIT, is the way it's set up now. But, you know, we want the NCAA tournament, there's no doubt. And this team sure looks like an NCAA tournament team, plays like an NCAA tournament team, feels like an NCAA tournament team. So continue to chalk up wins is important for that at-large resume for this Panther ball club. You don't want to drop a couple more games here at the end of the regular season and get people thinking that, well, they're not an NCAA tournament team if we don't win the conference tournament. And from the standpoint of the Sycamores, they're trying to get out of having to play in those Thursday night opening games. And I think Greg's got a good enough team that if they get a shot to play as the 4, 5, or 6 seed and not have to play on Thursday, they're a team that, that could win a couple of games and make it pretty interesting because he has a nice ball club. But right now they're in about a 3- or 4-way tie, kind of a log jam with that 7-7 conference record and sitting in a multi-way tie for about 5th through 8th place, and that's going to all have to shake out, you know, over the next 4 games. So they're playing to try and stay out of those Thursday games and automatically be in that quarterfinal round on Friday in St. Louis. So they'll be fired up. They just lost their first home game of the year in their last outing. Didn't play well. Missouri State handled them pretty good. So you know that they're going to be anxious to right the ship and turn that around when they host you and I tomorrow night.
You mentioned how good Indiana State is at home. What is it about the Holman Center? Is it sort of a more sleepy atmosphere that kind of lulls opponents to sleep? I know that Indiana State has a pretty good team, but they are exceptional at home.
You know, it's always, you're right, it's always been a tough place for us, for you and I to go in and play. And some of it is that rarely do we play there, and it's a really enthusiastic, large crowd. It's a little bit of a sleepy atmosphere. Now, they did do some renovation with their arena. It is nicer. They're drawing a few more fans. Greg Lansing, I mean, he came out, the head coach, he came out and said at the beginning of the year at the Missouri Valley Conference season opening press conference in St. Louis, he said, "Hey, media, I'm the guy that's on the hot seat. I need to win this year. I know what I'm up against." So it also feels like his team and the fans and stuff are pulling for him to be successful. And maybe that's factored into them winning a lot of their home games too, because they know that if it's not a good year, that he might be in trouble of keeping his job. And he, good guy, good coach, Iowa guy, you want to see him have success, but you know, the Panthers got to go in there tomorrow night and find a way to beat them and in a way kind of keep them reeling. But it's always been a tough atmosphere, a tough place. We've had some really, really good teams go into the Holman Center in Terre Haute and not be able to get out of there with the win. So that's the challenge tomorrow night for this Panther team, because this is a really good UNI Panther team. And I think they're more talented. I think they're a little better than the Sycamores. So now you got to go in there and on the road find a way to beat them, which when you look at what the Valley teams have done this year at home, the home records for the, you know, the top 6 or 7 teams in this league is really, really impressive, starting with you and I that's 14-0 at home. But it's been tough to in this league to go on the road and get road wins. So the Panthers got to find a way to get that done tomorrow night.
Well, when you see Greg tomorrow, tell him we said hi, okay, Gary?
We'll do it. Do it. Love talking with him. He's a really good guy, good coach. And we know we got to go in and beat him, and then we'll shake his hand afterwards and tell him good game. But he's a good coach, good guy. So we'll certainly do that tomorrow, Todd.
Gary Rima, play-by-play voice, the UNI Panthers. Appreciate the time, Gary. We'll talk with you next week. Gary joining us every Wednesday here at 4:30. And
go ahead, Indiana State. Get rid of Greg Lansing.
I've been there 10 years. It's hard to believe,
yes.
Greg has been there 10 years.
And he's done a great job. 20 win seasons. And outside of 1978 and 79 when Larry Bird was there, this is a program that has had very little success. And to expect anything more than really what Greg has done for that program for the last decade, which is consistently above 500, consistently in the middle of the pack in the MVC, having the ability to get to the NCAA tournament, which I believe he did in 2010. I just don't know what more you can ask. Have you been to Terre Haute, Indiana?
I have. It's funny.
That's my question.
It's funny that the Holman Center is described as sleepy.
It
because
is.
Because all of Terre Haute is sleepy.
It's very sleepy.
As a matter of fact, our next guest, he's going to be joining us in the 5 o'clock hour. He knows a thing or two about Terre Haute, Indiana, because he coached there for a number of years. Their baseball program, Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller, going to hop on with us to kick off the 5 o'clock hour. Iowa baseball getting ready to head west to California and San Diego this weekend for some games.
Gary much makes less it, sleepy, by the way, San
much
Diego.
Less sleepy, and I can attest to that, having been out there for the Holiday Bowl. Gary makes a really good point about A.J. Green wearing the mask and how that could possibly affect him. I never really thought about things like breathing and how it affects your comfort level. And we'll see whether or not I didn't think there was anything that could possibly slow A.J. Green this season. But if there is, maybe it's going to be wearing that mask for the broken nose. We'll find out how he responds tomorrow against the Sycamores.
I just like how there was not even a discussion of him missing any time. It's like, I'm going to play through this broken nose. I would think that breathing through a broken nose may be a little bit difficult, although I've never had the injury.
Well, and as Gary mentioned, prior to last weekend, Indiana State had not lost in Terre Haute. Then Missouri State came to town, the Bears coming away with a big victory. So it's not impossible to go there and win on the road, but this should be a really good game tomorrow. And we've been over this a number of times. You and I just needs to continue winning games in front of them. That loss to Loyola on Saturday is going to sting a little bit, but win the games that are left on your schedule. Go to St. Louis, win games there. This is a team that I think America should see in the NCAA tournament. And a healthy A.J. Green, he could take you and I deep into the bracket.
Get the number one seed in the tournament, right? That's the first thing. And yes, this is an NCAA tournament team, like Gary said, but it's not going to be easy for them to put up a resume that the selection committee is going to see as NCAA tournament worthy. So get the number one seed so Bradley and Loyola can play each other in the semifinal. Getting the number one seed is a shoe-in to the semifinal. You're in the final four of the MVC tournament already, basically. And then you're playing Southern Illinois in the semifinal as opposed to either Loyola or Bradley. So this is very important right now for you and I to continue to win games, keep Loyola at arm's length, keep Bradley and SIU at arm's length, get that number one seed. That should be their mindset right now.
It's crazy. It's difficult to believe we are a month away from the start of the NCAA basketball tournament. We are in crunch time, and the Panthers know it. Hawkeyes know it. They got a big top 25 showdown coming up tomorrow at Carver Hawkeye Arena against Ohio State. Some great basketball left to be played, and you can hear a lot of it right here on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio. We'll take a quick timeout, and we come back. We'll put the finishing touches on our number one and look ahead to giving away some Def Leppard and ZZ Top tickets inside the 5 o'clock hour. Details on the way after this.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Dutch Boy's new Platinum Plus paint with Stain Shield technology has the performance you expect from a luxury paint at a price you didn't. Platinum Plus is up to 50% more washable and stain-resistant than a leading premium paint in satin sheen. Superiority ranges from 24 to 50% depending on sheen selected. Platinum Plus keeps your walls looking new longer. Menards and Dutch Boy paint have you covered. Go ahead, live your life.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn.
On winning teams, every player brings their unique strength that has an impact on the results. For Kevin McHale, that meant coming off the bench for the Boston Celtics. Of his almost 1,000 career games, he only started 400 of them. Yet McHale helped lead the Celtics to 3 NBA championships, played in 7 All-Star games, and was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Build your winning team today. Go to linkedin.com/sports.
You wouldn't draft a point guard to play center, right? It's the same thing as when you're going to hire your next teammate. LinkedIn will match the right talent with your open roles fast. Post a job and you'll get great candidates with the right mix of skills, interests, and experience. So every hire you make is a win for your business. Go to linkedin.com/sports and get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/sports. linkedin.com/sports Terms and conditions apply.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. Banking with Capital One means five times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon. Or five times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides.
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
4:58, welcome back in as we round the bend. Hour number one almost in the rearview mirror. Hour number two still to come. Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller making his first appearance of the season with us as the Hawkeyes off to a 2-1 start so far this year. Jack Dreyer back on the mound for Iowa, a leadoff hitter in Ben Norman atop the lineup. Plenty to be excited about with the Hawkeyes this spring. The home opener, by the way, March 4th against Grandview at Duane Banks Field. Go ahead and put it on your calendar now. Rick is going to be with us next, plus After WagerWise tonight, brought to you by the Elite Sportsbook and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. The 5 o'clock hour will resume with your chance to take home tickets to see Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Def Leppard and ZZ Top. Both are coming to the Iowa Events Center and Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines in October. Tickets go on sale Friday. We've got them before you can even buy them, and that includes tomorrow's special pre-sale. Details on our Facebook page, KGYM Radio. Rick Heller joins us next.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Yo, Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. This just in, Cavaliers head coach John Beilein's officially resigned after less than one season, will be assigned a different role in the organization. Associate head coach J.B. Bickerstaff takes over for Beilein. The loss of draft picks, a $5 million fine for the team, and firings of manager A.J. Hinch and GM Jeff Luhnow in the Astros cheating scandal likely not enough to end sign stealing, in the opinion of Phillies manager Joe Girardi. A combination of a lack of discipline by MLB for players and the potential for a big payday, probably worth the risk for some, believes Girardi.
The financial gains for the players are substantial if they have big seasons because of this. So if there's no punishment for them, I'm not sure that it stops. I'm really not sure. Like, if you know what's coming and you have a big year and you're a free agent, there's a lot to be made there.
Joe Girardi on Golic and Wingo. Driver Ryan Newman involved in that terrifying crash at the Daytona 500, treated and released from Halifax Medical Center, according to Roush Fenway Racing.
Coming up Thursday, the day that marks 5 weeks until opening day. Is that enough time for baseball to quiet the chatter on the sign-stealing inferno? And do they want to? Plus, one QB domino down, bunches more left to fall. The latest Thursday on Golic and Wingo. 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2.
First the beef. One hot and deliciously juicy hunk of quality beef. Then the melty cheese making a run for it, like it's sliding into home plate in slow, delicious motion. Don't forget the box. Sweet, beautiful box. Do not eat the box. What does it all add up to? The hottest, juiciest quarter pounder yet, made with 100% fresh beef. Only at McDonald's. It's perfect. Made perfecter.
Fresh beef available at participating U.S. McDonald's. Excludes Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Next stop, Graham Street. And Brian in the khaki shorts. Your GNL energy bill went up 60% this month. Seems like you'd want to know. Stand clear of the closing doors.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like increases to a recurring bill, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
Time for an oil change? Don't sweat it. We've got the deals to help you get even more out of that tax return. And get ready to take care of that oil change. Like 5 quarts of STP High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP oil filter for just $21.99. And next time, you can get what you need even faster. Just order online at AutoZone.com with our free same-day store pickup. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Springville girls will look to keep the postseason rolling this Friday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Udash. Join Tenny Gettle and me Friday at 6:45 at 1600 AM, 107.5 and 102.3 FM for a Class 1A regional semifinal as 10th-rated Springville takes on Sigourney. The Orioles knocked off Iowa Valley on Tuesday and meet a Sigourney team with 18 wins on the season. The winner moves one game away from state. That's girls 1A regional semifinal basketball presented by Hills Bank. Number 10, Springville and Sigourney. Friday night at 6:45 right here on KGYM.
Welcome back in the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, and the all-new Jim OT, heard on 107.5 FM, streaming online as well at KGYMradio.com. Stick with us, because coming up here in the 5 o'clock hour, your opportunity to take home tickets to see Def Leppard and ZZ Top at Wells Fargo Arena this October in Des Moines. We'll give those tickets away as our 5 o'clock face-off prize tonight. But as promised, our first check-in of the season. We missed him preseason. They've already got some games under their belt. As a matter of fact, the Hawkeye baseball team off to a 2-1 start on the season. It's the head Hawk himself joining us, Rick Heller. And Coach, congratulations on a strong start out of the gate. And I'm looking at the schedule this weekend in San Diego, and boy, the competition stiffens up awfully quickly for you.
Yeah, it was a nice first weekend. A lot of positives to take away, and it was a year preseason where we didn't get outside one time, which is always concerning that your first 3 days outside are actually going to count in your record. And our guys handled it really well. We played about as well as we could the first 2 days, and then had a rough ending to the Sunday game. Blew a 3-run lead with two outs in the eighth inning. Give up 5 runs and didn't pitch as well as we had the previous 2 days. But the guys played hard. We played great defense all weekend long, and I was happy to see that. That was a big plus. And the guys that threw days 1 and 2 pitched extremely well.
Yeah, I was just
as you said. As you said, the competition this week will be stiff. It's a great test for us. It's a great test for us to see if we can go out and play and control ourselves as opposed to playing the name on the jersey, so to speak. It's step one in that category as we head out west.
Coach, it has to be nice to have Jack Dreyer back on the mound.
Oh, for sure. Jack was a little shaky in the first inning, but worked out of it. And then the next 4 innings, he was dominant, control of all of his pitches and just working ahead in the count, struck out 8. It was a great start. And the even better thing was that he felt really good, after the start the next 2 days. And as we get in today, talked to him a little bit yesterday, and he said he felt fine, felt great. So that was a really positive sign.
What was last year like for him not being able to be out there on the mound? What was he able to do without throwing a pitch to help facilitate his growth?
Well, not a lot other than straight rehab until he got to the summer. Once he hit the actual being able to throw portion of his rehab, it was a lot of concern, not knowing whether or not you're going to have surgery or not surgery and all those things, and seeing doctors and double checking things here and there. And then once they all agreed that, it wasn't going to be a surgery situation, I think that's when Jack was able to go to work on cleaning up some things that he does with his arm action that has really paid big dividends, at least to this point. He hasn't been, sore in the spot that was bothering him since he did that. And he's more efficient. He's able to be on time with his arm much more, and that really helps him with his location, especially with his secondary pitches.
What type of year are you hoping for from Ben Norman?
Well, I'm hoping that he can lead the way for us. He did a great job this weekend. This team, in my opinion, if Ben is our leadoff guy and playing like he did this weekend, that gives us a shot to have a really pretty solid offense. And that was a concern we had going in to the first game, was simply who was going to be our leadoff guy, who was going to be that guy that was a spark plug and had a high on base percentage and get on base and in Ben's case, be able to steal some bases. You know, when we've had Chris Whalen there the last 3 years, Chris did a phenomenal job of hitting in the one spot, getting on base in the one spot, but he wasn't a base stealer, and Ben has the ability to steal a lot of bags with his speed. So hopefully he'll do that, and then also, you know, be a leader on this team and then play great defense in the outfield.
Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller joining us here on the program as the Hawkeyes get ready to head to the Tony Gwynn Legacy Tourney this weekend in San Diego. Games against San Diego State, Arizona, and the University of San Diego on tap. The rest of the lineup after Ben Norman, are you pretty much settled on what you've got, or are you still experimenting?
There's still some experimenting to do. We didn't face a lefty this weekend. We didn't face a lefty starter. And you know, with Norman and Adrian in the 1 and 2 spot, Fillard in the 3 spot, then you get to Peyton Williams, another lefty, in the 4 spot. That's 3 out of the first 4 hitters that are lefties. We're going to have to see how those guys are handling lefties this year. You know, before I would tell you that that's going to stay that way. I mean, it may flip a little bit when we do face a lefty at some point in time and go from there. And then, you know, we're looking at some options for Austin Martin as well, where is the best spot for Austin, because he's off to another good start. And, you know, maybe we adjust and move Peyton down to the 5 spot or the 6 spot as a freshman and kind of hide in the weeds a little bit down there to take some heat off of him with Austin getting off to a good start. And then I liked, you know, Brendan Scherr in the 7 spot. He did a really nice job down there. And, you know, he could potentially be in the 2 spot at some time, you know, with the type of hitter he is. And then Jenkins did a really good job this weekend, played all 3 games in center field, and usual great job there, and actually came back swinging the bat really well. He was in a good place when the season started, and I was hoping it would carry over to the game, and it did. And having him down there getting on base for the top of the lineup was big.
You've mentioned that your hope for the next step for this program is to be able to put together a resume to where you don't have to win the Big Ten tournament to get into a regional. You look at the next 2 weeks, you're experimenting with some things. You're still, I think, as you mentioned, trying to figure out how the pieces fit together. Yet these next 2 weeks loom very large in what we just discussed. You're playing, I think, 3 top 25 teams the next 2 weekends.
Yeah, and the teams, you know, the teams that we play out in California, all those teams have a chance to be at some point,
right?
As well, you know, you just have to. I mean, it's cliche as it gets, but I mean, you just have to go play one at a time, and it's not fair. I mean, let's face it. I mean, it's not a fair fight for teams that don't get outside before they have to play in an actual game. Can you imagine if our football team or our basketball team were never able to play in anything remotely close to what they're going to be judged against from an RPI standpoint? It's just really insane to think about, but it is what it is. And that's what I talked about a little bit earlier, is that we just have to focus on ourselves, controlling what we can, our energy, our focus, our effort, you know, how we go about our business and how we, take advantage of mistakes from the other team and try to limit mistakes. You know, the first 2 games of the year, it's pretty crazy. We were under 5 free bases in each of those games that we gave out. And then the game we lost, you know, even though we had a lead late, you know, it was because of the free bases. I mean, we gave up 10 on the mound on Sunday. You're not going to win a lot of games against good teams if you're giving them 10 free bases on the mound. We had 12 total, you know, so that there's your reason why you got beat. And so we just are really trying hard to focus on making sure we're getting better every day, focusing on the right things and really trying to develop an identity with our offense.
Rick, is there a player or two that you think Iowa fans should maybe keep an eye on that you think has a good chance of breaking out this year for you?
I mean, you know, you look at that. I think that you know, with Peyton Williams as a true freshman hitting in the four hole the first 3 days and getting some hits. I mean, he's a guy that we're hoping can really give us some power production as the year goes on and he gets comfortable and gets used to the pitching change that he's seeing now. Dylan Nedved, another new player, dual player. He played third base the majority of the weekend, had a solid weekend offensively and defensively. He's also a guy that we'll use a lot on the mound late in games as a setup guy or a closer. So Dylan is a guy that, you know, they should take a look at. You know, Brendan Scherr played, you know, quite a bit last year, but he's going to be the everyday shortstop and off to a good start. Just how he goes about his business and his effort and how hard he plays every single day. I know our fans are going to love Brendan. And, you know, and outside of that, you know, possibly a Brett McCleary, you know, here from Iowa City, you know, didn't get off to the greatest start with his chances offensively this weekend, but he's been hitting really good since the beginning of the fall all the way through the preseason and has really improved his catching to a point where he can go out and give Austin Martin breaks on the weekend and you feel like, you know, he's right there with Austin. So we have two really good catchers there. And then on the mound, you know, Ben Probst is an interesting guy. You know, Ben threw one inning this weekend. Ben had surgery last year, so it was his first inning in a live game since he had his surgery, which is a big moment for a kid. You know, I mean, it's a big deal. We were able to get him in the St. Joe's game to close it out in the ninth, and you know, with a good lead. And he goes out and touched. He didn't throw a pitch under 96 and touched like 97.5 on the TrackMan. And people are just going crazy. But, I mean, he's worked really hard, as Jack did, once he was able to start his throwing program on cleaning some things up to enable him to be better. And his pitches tunnel way better. His slider's solid. Really good changeup. And then that velocity, you know, you're getting up there in the high ranges of the 90, you know, getting up to 97. I mean, that's a piece of the puzzle that, you know, we're certainly glad to have back and a fun guy to watch for our fans.
Obviously, Connor's in the middle of a basketball season that is going pretty well, and he's a big part of it. What's the communication like between you and Connor, and what kind of thing do you envision for him once he joins the team?
I mean, you know, we stay in contact, you know, a couple times a week and just check in, and, you know, really no pressure on Connor to do anything he doesn't want to do over here at this point, but he gets over and gets his swings in. When he can, which is, you know, most of the time, and he makes a point to. But the big focus right now for him is just keep it rolling with our basketball team as well as he's playing and they're playing, and he's a big part of that, as you said. And then we'll just have to sort it out when he gets here. I mean, we're so far away from that right now. You know, probably, 17 to 20 games down the road. A lot can happen. A lot can shake out. But who really knows where we'll be and what the situation will be when Connor joins us.
You mentioned the use of TrackMan. What is the technology like for the baseball program there now at Iowa? How much have you guys taken that dive into the technological aspect that baseball seems to be trending toward?
Well, we probably, Todd, we're way ahead of the curve with the pro guys and the college guys. Since we've been here, that's been a lot of what we hang our hat on, is being on the cutting edge and with our player development and all the new technology and having all the people in our program that we've hired that are, you know, adept at using it, not only knowing it, you know, smart guys that know it, but guys who can also know it and be able to apply it to the player to help him get better, which is why, you know, we've replaced six assistants in the last 4 years because they're getting hired by pro clubs and teams that want to have that type of person that can help them get kind of to where we are. So in our situation, you know, we have Dr. Lund, Robin Lund, who is as good as anybody in the country, not only as a teacher and a coach, but with the technology. And then, you know, Marty Sutherland, you know, Marty and I are both good at it, but it's our managers who are just fantastic. I mean, our managers are getting jobs in pro baseball consistently. the manager program that we've developed since I got the job, from one manager to now we have 22 with breakdowns in video and TrackMan and pitch development, pitch design, all the things that are out there with the Rapsodo and the pitch grader and all the other things that are out there. Our managers are working on that stuff day in and day night and they provide us all the information right at the tips of our fingers for each series and each day and how to get our guys better. And it's just a really good system that we have right now. And it feels good to be kind of ahead of the curve as most aren't.
How nice is it to have Tom Gorzolani back on the staff and now in an even bigger role this year?
Oh, it's great. I mean, having Tom around is fantastic. And, one of the big reasons Tom is here is that he's here to not only help us as in any way he can, but he wants to be adept at all the tech stuff that we have and learn all that for his career as he moves down the road into either a coordinator or front office or coaching or whatever he decides to do. He needs to have a grip on all of that stuff that's going on. He got a great start with it last year as our pitching coach and did a super job with that. And when things didn't work out for what he wanted professionally this season, being able to have Tom with us every day and helping Robin with a lot of the stuff on the tech side and the pitching side has just been tremendous.
March 3rd will be here before you know it.
Well, let's hope that it's warm enough to play.
We're right there with you, Coach. Best of luck. Safe travels this week as you head out to California, and we will touch base with you down the road, maybe a little bit closer to that home opener against Grandview.
Yeah, that'd be great. Appreciate it, guys, and looking forward to this trip. It should be a good test for us.
Rick Heller, head coach of the Iowa baseball team, joining us here on a Wednesday afternoon. Hawkeyes off to a 2-1 start, as he said, probably could have been 3-0 going into this weekend. But a murderer's row. San Diego State, alma mater of Steven Strasburg, among others, Tony Gwynn, and then Arizona, a very well-known name in college baseball circles, and then the University of San Diego, a school that produced a guy by the name of Chris Bryant, who's going to be leading off this year, it looks like, for the Chicago Cubs. So they have some difficult games ahead of them this weekend.
Did you see next weekend's schedule?
I did look ahead to next weekend, too.
NC State, North Carolina, and Duke.
You go from one coast to the other coast as far as talented baseball programs go, but this is what Rick has wanted to do since he got here. And I didn't get a chance to ask him, but I think he would admit that this is probably the most difficult schedule that they've played. But he feels like he's got the program to the point where they can play this type of schedule and not get embarrassed.
Yeah, he's talked about it. He wants to be able to have a resume that is able to get into the regional, get into the tournament without having to win the Big Ten. And the only way to do that is to beef up your non-conference schedule with a bunch of high RPI teams, and they are doing it right away. But something that he brought up, they have to play all of these teams having gone outside and played three times now. That is a tough test, but San Diego State, Arizona, and San Diego, then NC State, UNC, Duke, I don't think you're going to have any sympathy for them.
It's going to be – I'm interested to see Jack Dreyer in person back on the mound this year, because I think that was a guy that would have been a big part last season for them, unable to pitch for them, and looking like he's going to be right in line to play a major role in that rotation this year. And Rick mentioned some names to keep an eye on as far as breakout candidates go. And again, March 3rd, Grandview coming to Duane Banks Field. We'll see whether or not that game gets played year in and year out. It's kind of like a coin flip as to whether or not they're going to be able to play the opener due to whether it's snow or cold. But they've got the field turf over there. They'll be able to play that game if the conditions merit it. And, the other thing, you mentioned Tom Gorzolani. Rick brought up Marty Sutherland, Robin Lund, Nick Ungs is still over there. Last year, with the staff changes right before the season started, it was almost like the Hawkeyes were behind the eight ball. This year, everybody knows their role. Everybody's comfortable. You got to you get the feeling that there's a kind of a quiet confidence going into this season, at least a comfort level that the coaches are at this season, that maybe due to the hectic nature of the staff changes last year right before the start of the season, it took them a while to find that comfort level a year ago.
They had that, and they had injuries too, which is a terrible combination of things. And I thought that they were in that position to kind of be on the bubble going into the Big Ten tournament. Then they had a couple of slip-ups at the end, and they kind of faded a little bit. And I don't think anybody blamed them. I think a lot of people were surprised that they had even gotten to that point with, like you said, the staff changes and all the injuries, but they're healthy right now, knock on wood. Jack Dreyer is back, and he looked dominant in their first game, and that is a great sign.
Another thing I didn't get a chance to chat with Rick about, but if we have him on before the start of the MLB season, can certainly ask him, but it looks like this may be the year where we start to see some of the former Hawkeyes maybe make their way to the majors, the next wave, guys like Joel Booker, Mason McCoy, guys that have worked their way up to the upper levels of the minor leagues. Jake Adams still crushing the ball in the Houston organization. We won't bring up the Astros and trash cans and things of that nature, but it should be a very interesting baseball season from the Hawkeye standpoint. And again, you put that on your calendar now, March 3rd, the scheduled home opener at Duane Banks Field. Always a pleasure to have Coach Heller joining us here on the program. We need to take a quick timeout. A Wednesday edition of the program, not complete until we take care of the 5 o'clock face-off, and we've got a great prize for you tonight. We mentioned this all week long, tickets to see Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Def Leppard and ZZ Top coming to the Iowa Events Center, Wells Fargo Arena, October 10th. Tickets are going on sale Friday morning, 10 a.m. There is a special pre-sale that begins tomorrow at 10 a.m. You need a code. That code is DL, capital D, capital L, 2020 to get into that pre-sale on the Iowa Events Center webpage. We've got the link and the code available for you on our Facebook page, KGYM Radio. Give us a like if you haven't already done so, and you can buy tickets tomorrow beginning at 10 a.m. and ending at 10 p.m. before they go on sale to the general public on Friday. We've got a pair of those tickets. Buttons is ready to give them away to you inside the 5 o'clock face-off tonight. We'll take care of that before we're off the air at 6 o'clock. Big board update on the way and a whole lot more. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, and the all-new Jim OT, 107.5 FM. We will return after this.
When you order Little Caesars Delivery, you'll save $5 or more over the other national chains on delivered pizza. It's the cherry on top of your pizza. Well, not an actual cherry, more of a metaphorical cherry, which is kind of a good band name.
Hello, we are Metaphorical Cherry!
Pizza Pizza.
Savings claim is based on the price of a delivered pizza order with delivery fees for the top four national pizza chains on a national basis. Comparisons based on one more large Little Caesars pizzas with up to five toppings and the other three pizza chains' comparable large pizzas sold at everyday menu prices. Delivery available from participating locations with online orders only plus sales tax.
We've got your best interest in mind. When you park your savings at DePaco Community Credit Union, you could earn more thanks to the above-market rates. Locked in or liquid, fixed or variable rate, DePaco has options that give you the access to cash that you need, and your accounts are federally insured by NCUA. Your money for good. The deposits you make at DePaco are recycled into loans for your friends and neighbors. Now that's a concept in everyone's best interest. And you'll be money ahead with free tools like You Name It Savings Accounts, savings buckets for whatever you wish, and Change Up Savings rounds up your debit card spending to the nearest dollar, automatically moving that extra change to an account that you choose. Easy money. Let us pique your interest. See all our savings and deposit rates at DePaco.com/rates or call or visit any DePaco office to discuss the many ways we can help you save. It's in your best interest. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
Online sports betting is here with EliteSportsbook.com. If you are an active Riverside Casino and Golf Resort Club member, go to EliteSportsbook.com now and follow the prompts to start betting. Not a resort club member? Visit Riverside Casino to join today. Bet with Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort or online now. More ways to get in the game with EliteSportsbook.com and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota L-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota L-Series tractors. With a powerful and reliable Kubota diesel engine, two superior transmission options, and optional performance-matched implements, including front loader and backhoe, the L2501 can tackle any job. Kubota is a proud sponsor of Iowa State football on the Cyclone Radio Network. Visit a participating Iowa Kubota dealer near you.
You get your sports fix on KGYM. Now, satisfy your need for smart rock on Smart FM. Just John gets you going in the morning from 6 until 10. Greg's with you middays and serves up hot and fresh smart rock on the Smart Rock Smorgasbord. And Rick's got all the best tunes for your drive home from 3 to 7. Smart FM also offers extracurricular activities on the weekends, like Live from the Soundboard and Where It's At. When you need smart rock, there's only one place to get it. Smart FM, 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
KGYM is here to cover everything you need to know about sports betting in Iowa. This is WagerWise, sponsored by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
Jake Reed joining us, as he does every Wednesday, the manager of the Elite Sportsbook inside Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, located right next door to the Draft Day Lounge. And Jake, before we get into the segment, we had a couple people last week wondering if Elite is going to have a dedicated app for its wagering. The mobile site is fantastic, but we have folks wondering if you guys are ever going to come out with an app.
Yeah, we started with the website because it was a little easier to get going from a newer company standpoint. We've gone in phases. We do have kiosks launch on property now, and that was our last project, and we do have the app underway. No date to be determined yet on when that release will be, but as soon as we can get it released, we're hoping to release that and have a little bit better customer service with the app versus the website on the mobile devices.
And again, the website, fantastic, elitesportsbook.com. Check it out. Make sure you stop in to Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Get your account set up as a member of the resort club. A big fight this weekend. Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury, their second meeting for the WBC heavyweight title. What do you got going on this weekend?
Yeah, we're showing that fight inside Draft Day. No coverage hard to get in there. We're just hoping everybody gets together and has a good time. Try out the boxing scene and see how many fans we have that'll show up for it. Wilder's slightly favored in this fight, about 63% on Wilder. All the hype is basically thinking that Wilder's going to get a knockout or it's going to go the length and see who gets the decision again. So we'll see what comes of that fight. It'll be interesting.
Some Big Ten games going on this evening. Michigan takes on Rutgers in what is a very important game for the landscape of the conference right now.
That game, about -2.5 for Rutgers, it's really close, just barely in Rutgers' favor when it comes to the betting side of things. And then 63% on the over of 133.
Jake, what are some of the other games that you're seeing a lot of action on this evening?
XFL is actually climbing a little bit on bets. So we started off really slow with them. Going into week two, we got a little bit better. And we're seeing a little more interest in XFL growing. So that's basically our main focus, right? I mean, we've got NBA and everything going, and we have a lot of people that like to bet basketball, but nothing really huge that sticks out. You know, we got the Iowa fans around here. They're always betting every Iowa game, supporting their team. But when it comes to favorite games, we don't have any that stick out at this moment.
So with the XFL, a league that embraces sports gambling and sports betting, we talked about it last week where people were either really excited to bet on it or not excited at all because they didn't know anything about the teams. As we learn more about the teams, do you expect things to keep going in the right direction like they did from week one to week two?
I do. I think that betting on it comes with comfortability. I think that nobody was comfortable betting on it because they didn't know what to expect. And now that we've seen a couple games and we got an idea what it's going to be like compared to regular NFL, I think we'll see those numbers climb with the popularity of the contest. We've had people come in and talk about they've already bought tickets to go see an XFL game. I think it's going to grow, and I think that the betting will reflect that.
Jake, before we let you go, it's hard to believe that as of today, we are 1 month away from the start of March Madness, and I know you guys are ready to roll. It's going to be the first time that we'll be able to enjoy the NCAA tournament with legalized sports wagering here in the state of Iowa. You guys are ready to go with Riverside Ruckus.
Yeah, we have those tickets for sale in the gift shop for that event. It's going to be a free-to-go event, but then you can buy VIP tickets to get it better access to the TVs. We'll also have it's $64 to get the VIP access per person, and that comes with three pre-drink tickets and free food throughout the day, and we'll have drawings in that room and a betting window also. So it should be a really good event for everybody that's interested in watching basketball to come down and get with a like-minded people and eat and drink and have some fun.
Fantastic. Jake Reed, the manager of the Elite Sportsbook, located inside the Draft Day Lounge at the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. We'll talk with you next week, Jake. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And it is a big night in the Big Ten. The Rutgers opened as a one-point favorite. They've now been bet to a 2.5-point favorite, so a lot of money going in on Rutgers. They've been very good at the rack this season.
And then an elimination game of sorts as far as the NCAA tournament and the Big Ten. Indiana and Minnesota. Minnesota at home about, I've seen anywhere right around a 5, 5.5-point favorite over Indiana. And they have another chance to climb right back in this thing. But they look so bad down the stretch against Iowa. I'm looking at Indiana and just wondering, can they go on the road and possibly steal one against that Minnesota team that has just doesn't look confident when it comes to crunch time?
I don't know which way to lean in that one. Minnesota, I think the Iowa loss could just take a lot of wind out of their sails. But Minnesota is sitting at a 5.5-point favorite there. The total, 135.5 points. You mentioned a big night of basketball in the Big Ten. It's also a pretty good night of basketball in the Missouri Valley Conference as well. You and I will play tomorrow. The Panthers head to Terre Haute. But tonight, you've got a couple games on the card, including Loyola, fresh off the victory at the McLeod Center. They're an 11.5-point favorite at the Convocation Center at home, taking on Illinois State. Bradley is a 5.5-point favorite tonight at home against Missouri State. Missouri State, a team that's shown it's capable of going on the road and picking up victories in the MVC. And Drake at home tonight against Valparaiso. The Bulldogs, a 4-point favorite at the Knapp Center tonight. So three pretty good games in the MVC on tap. And speaking of Riverside, you've got Lone Tree native Steve Forbes and East Tennessee State in action tonight as well. They're at home in Johnson City as a 5-point favorite over Furman.
That is a huge game, by the way, as far as NCAA tournament. Those two teams are battling it out. They think they have a chance. They think that they're the best team in that conference, and they kind of have an at-large resume to at least put themselves in the discussion. But I think it still may be a one-bid league. That is a huge, huge game.
I think Butler, Seton Hall is already off the board, but Seton Hall was a 4.5-point favorite there. Syracuse and Louisville taking center stage tonight as well. That should be a big game. The Cardinals, a 9.5-point favorite there. You got Georgia Tech at Wake Forest. We mentioned some of the XFL action in, this is now week 3 of the XFL. Week 1 saw the unders extremely profitable. There was a little bit of a course correction in week 2, although the unders still, I believe, came out on top for the most part. And as we mentioned last night on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM, 3 of the 4 home teams are underdogs this week in the XFL. You've got Tampa Bay paying plus 220 on the money line at home against Houston. Seattle paying plus 170 on the money line at home against Dallas. And the LA Wildcats paying back $2.80 on the money line as they host the DC Defenders. St. Louis, a heavy favorite. They've sold over 28,000 tickets for the Battle Hawks home opener on Sunday against the New York Guardians. St. Louis paying $4.20 to earn $1 back on the money line, a 9.5-point favorite. The total in that game, 40.5 points. Much lower totals across the XFL on week three. The highest point total, Houston, Tampa Bay at 45.5. Otherwise, the totals on the games have settled in at around 40 to 43.5 points. So it's taken a while, a couple weeks, but they've figured out that there's not a whole lot of scoring in some of these matchups.
Oh, yeah. The offense is something that takes a while to come around, and it takes a lot of game repetition. So whoever thought week one, take the unders, was very smart. And I'm just thinking, for the first half of this season, that may be the play in a lot of these games, other than maybe a team like DC, who has Cardale Jones, who's been playing very well, or PJ Walker in Houston, or even Jordan Tamu with the XFL or with the St. Louis Battlehawks. It's been a lot of low scoring games other than those three teams.
Don't forget college basketball, XFL football, plenty of opportunities for you to create your own lines, at least move those lines in your favor. Elite Sportsbook offers the opportunity to tease point spreads in whatever direction you'd like, over, under, same thing. Details available at elitesportsbook.com. And don't forget, stop by the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, get signed up for the Resort Club membership, and you can be wagering online at elitesportsbook.com.
WagerWise on KGYM is a paid presentation brought to you by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Check them out at elitesportsbook.com.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat, working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Is one of your New Year's resolutions to remodel your home? Look no further than Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander. Need new doors? They can help. The same goes for hardware. Are you looking for new cabinets? They can design the new space of your dreams with beautiful, well-born cabinetry. And they have lumber, of course, but also decorative shiplap and other trim as well. If you're remodeling in 2020, consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
You see it on TV every day, global turmoil. But these international events help keep interest rates low and may even drive them lower. In response, we at Cash Call Mortgage have lowered our interest rates for the new year, and that's great news for homeowners. If you have a current rate above 2.99%, call us to see how much you can save. If you qualify, we'll even pay your closing costs. And we can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. With our low interest rates and no closing costs if you qualify, there's never been a better time to lock in a low rate before it's gone. For a free quote, go to cashcallmortgage.com or call 800-680-7221. That's 800-680-7221. 800-680-7221.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, get your head in the game. This ain't no exhibition match. This is for real. You've got a house to insure, and there are no excuses because Progressive's Home Quote Explorer makes it easier than ever to get the coverage you need. Here's some music to get you pumped. Dum chugga chugga chugga, meow meow meow. Dum chugga chugga chugga, feel that confidence. Dum chugga chugga chugga. Did I say stop saving money? No. Dum chugga chugga chugga, meow meow meow.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Welcome back into 542. We need two contestants for tonight's 5 o'clock hour face-off. 319-366-1600. Callers number 1 and 2 going to have an opportunity to take home tickets to see Def Leppard and ZZ Top coming to the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines this October. You're going to have to win them in just a few minutes during the 5 o'clock face-off. While we get our callers and contestants lined up, again, 366-1600, we wait for our contestants with a big board update courtesy of Alex Kuhn.
Fran McCaffrey met with the media in Iowa City today ahead of tomorrow night's contest at Carver Hawkeye Arena against Ohio State. McCaffrey was asked about C.J. Frederick's availability, and he did not rule him out. Instead, he said that C.J. did some running yesterday, and they'll monitor what he can do in practice today and wonder whether he'll be able to cut and play defense off of that high ankle sprain that he suffered against Indiana and then missed Sunday's game against Minnesota. Lisa Bluter has been named to the Naismith Women's College Coach of the Year late season watch list. She's one of 15 coaches on the list, and it is easy to see why. The Hawkeyes, who weren't expected to do much this season after the departure of Megan Gustafson, are 21-5 overall, 12-3 in the Big Ten, and unanimously ranked in the top 25 polls. Also, just coming out about an hour ago, Kathleen Doyle has been named to the Wade midseason top 40 list. The Wade Trophy is given annually, the top player in women's college basketball. The NHL trade deadline is fast approaching, and a former Cedar Rapids Rough Rider was traded today. Alec Martinez, who won two cups in 11 seasons with the Los Angeles Kings, will be suiting up for a new NHL team for the first time in his career. He's been traded to the Vegas Golden Knights, according to a report from Frank Cervalli of TSN.
All right, we have our contestants tonight. Looks like we've got Dan, who will be answering my questions, and Maurice with Alex. So, Dan, hang tight. We're going to let Alex and his contestant figure out whether they would like to go first or last.
What do you think, Maurice, first or second?
Let's do it.
We're going to go first?
Right now.
All right, let's go first then. So, 7 questions, 60 seconds. You don't know the answer, just say pass. Are you ready? All right, here we go. Which member of the Chicago Cubs parked in owner Tom Ricketts' parking space today? Was it Anthony Rizzo, John Lester, or Chris Bryant?
Chris Bryant.
Correct. The first round of this sporting event takes place exactly 1 month from today.
March Madness NCAA tournament.
Correct. The Iowa baseball team is playing in a tournament named after this San Diego Padres legend this week. This member of the Iowa basketball team is joining the program on Friday at 5 p.m.
Pass.
What do the Iowa State or who do the Iowa State men play next in hoops?
Kansas State.
Former Michigan coach John Beilein is out as head coach of this NBA team.
The Cleveland Cavaliers.
What is the official name of the World Series trophy?
The Commissioner's Trophy.
You got it. Okay, 4.
You got 4.
That is, it's going to be a pretty high bar to clear. Dan, you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, 7 questions, 60 seconds, same drill. If you don't know the answer, just say pass. We'll try to come back around to it. In the event that we wind up with a tie, we'll have a tiebreaker for you. So, first question, Dan. Former Cedar Rapids Rough Rider Alec Martinez has been traded to the Vegas Golden Knights by what NHL team?
Tennessee.
Who do the UNI men play tomorrow night in basketball?
Indiana State.
Correct. Name one of the two heavyweight boxers fighting in Saturday's pay-per-view championship bout.
Tinko?
Now, what former Big Ten quarterback is starring for the XFL's DC Defenders?
Cardell for the Ohio State.
I'll give it the Cardell Jones. What is the current record of our St. Louis Battlehawks?
2-0.
No. Where will the Chicago Cubs bat Chris Bryant in the batting order this spring?
I think they're putting him at leadoff now.
Correct. What is the name of our producer?
Should know that.
He's mad. He's on the other side of the glass. He is, you know what? He's happy he's going to be hooking Maurice up with the tickets. Dan, great effort. Buttons. You're on Buttons' list right now.
Oh, yeah, I
thought we had a layup there. I thought we were going to have a tie and we were going to have to break out the tie-breaking question. And nope. Needless to say, Maurice is off to see Def Leppard and ZZ Top, the 2020 Vision Tour, coming to the Wells Fargo Arena, Iowa Events Center, downtown Des Moines, October 10th. Tickets are not even on sale yet. They go on sale to the general public this Friday at 10 a.m. There is a special pre-sale tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. You need the link available at the Iowa Event Center webpage, and you also need the special code. And that code, I'm going to give it to you right now. Last time you're going to get this code, unless you go to our Facebook page, KGYM Radio, it's there for you to find. Capital D, capital L, 2020. That's the code that you need to get in tomorrow. Get in 9:59, they're not going to let you buy tickets. Get in at 10 o'clock, and you're going to get your pick of tickets before the general public has them available on Friday. Def Leppard, ZZ Top, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers coming to the Capitol on October 10th. And again, those tickets on sale to the general public beginning Friday at 10 a.m. 10 to 3, pretty good face-off tonight.
So I will start with the questions that were missed on my end. The former Cedar Rapids Rough Rider that has been traded the Vegas Golden Knights, except I'm reading mine for some reason. It was Chris Bryant who parked in Tom Ricketts' parking space today. Tony Gwynn is the San Diego Padres legend who will be who the tournament that I was playing in this weekend is named after, better said. Texas Tech is who Iowa State is playing next in hoops, and he got the rest of them.
You know, Maurice did a good job of throwing a good guess out. You know, if you don't know who Iowa State's playing, name a team that's actually in the Big 12.
Kansas State.
Sometimes, I'm not throwing anybody under the bus, but sometimes in the past, we've had questions, and people have thrown out teams from the wrong league. So we're in the same ballpark there. Rough Rider Alec Martinez, Rough Rider alum Alec Martinez, traded to the Vegas Golden Knights from the L.A. Kings. You'll only have to move about, what is it, 4 hours, 5 hours from L.A. to Vegas? One of the two heavyweight boxers fighting Saturday, Deontay Wilder or Tyson Fury, would have been acceptable answers. This is the rematch. And again, you can get your wagers in on the fight at the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside. You can head down there and watch no cover charge on Saturday night at the Elite Sportsbook for that fight, all you boxing fans here in Eastern Iowa. What's the current record of our St. Louis Battlehawks? They're 1-1, but they're 2-0 against the spread, and that's where it really matters, correct? And what's our producer's name? He's still smarting over the fact that Dan couldn't come up with buttons.
So you may have noticed that I was a little bit shook there for a second, and it's because of a tweet that I just read from Adam Schefter.
Uh-oh. Do we have a chef? What's the equivalent of a Woj bomb?
Schefter bomb. We'll just start with, we'll stick with that. He tweets just about 8 minutes ago, "The NFL playoff structure is about to be changed. Under the current CBA proposal, 7 teams from each conference will make the playoff with only one bye per conference, sources tell ESPN. It would go into effect this upcoming season. More to come at ESPN.com. And I was sure to check. The blue check mark is next to the name of Adam Schefter.
Okay, so run that by me again.
7 teams from each conference.
Okay.
And only one bye in each conference. So one team gets a bye.
Okay, so they're expanding the number of teams that make the postseason.
Yes, by one in each
conference. By one in each. Okay.
And that's what Adam Schefter is saying, and it would go into effect this upcoming season.
And instead of 2 teams getting a free pass, you get only the team that has the best record.
Correct.
This is interesting. We got some stuff to talk about on a Thursday edition of the program, which is good because we were originally supposed to have MLB Network analyst Bill Ripken with us tomorrow. We have had to move him due to a schedule change on his part. He's going to be with us next Tuesday to talk about his brand new book that is coming out. So we'll have a great show for you tomorrow, but it's not going to be a show that includes Bill Ripken. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll put the finishing touches on Wednesday's local programming and let you know what you can expect from us tomorrow. How about that? Back with more after this.
Guys, Waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-253-3660.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-253-3660.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
Call 1-800-253-3660. 1-800-253-3660.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Welcome back in. 5:54, about 3 minutes to go here on a Wednesday night in Eastern Iowa. Plenty of great content coming your way. Local programming tomorrow. Waterloo West and Cedar Rapids Prairie. Little high school basketball action and Dubuque Hempstead and Iowa City High. That's on tap for Thursday. Tonight, we got Syracuse at Louisville heading your way on 106.3 FM in Iowa City, as well as the all-new Jim O.T. on 107.5 FM. For those of you looking for an alternative to ESPN programming, we've got some great shows coming your way currently on 107.5 FM, including Pushing the Odds with Matt Perrault. He comes to you daily between noon and 3 o'clock on 107.5 FM, straight from Las Vegas. Lots of great information if you're a listener to the program who enjoys the ability to wager on games now legally here in the state of Iowa. It's out in the open, something that we can talk about and not feel the stigma attached to it anymore. Matt's program is great. He's really familiar with the state of Iowa. Many of you will remember him from his time working in Des Moines, Omaha. Matt mentions the Big Ten, the Big 12, the Missouri Valley, a lot on that program. Check it out between noon and 3 every day on 107.5 FM, the new Jim O.T. So no Bill Ripken tomorrow, which is unfortunate, but hey, we got a top 25 showdown at Carver-Hawkeye Arena, a 6 o'clock tip-off between Ohio State and Iowa. Bill Landis, who covers Ohio State for The Athletic, is going to be with us. And we'll find out just exactly what type of team Chris Holtmann and the Buckeyes are bringing to town. No DJ Carton. He's not even making the trip, I believe I saw that reported. We haven't really talked about this on the pro. He's basically sort of shut himself down this freshman year and citing some mental health and issues is the wrong terminology. I'm trying to figure out a way to phrase this. Just citing mental health as the reason that he's taking some time away from college basketball and making sure that everything is in order. And kudos to him for being open about that and addressing it. And it certainly would have been fun to see him his freshman year at Ohio State. And should be a great game tomorrow night. One way or the other, we'll see whether the Hawkeyes, I would think, would be favored over Ohio State. There's a great game on tap tonight in the Big Ten, Michigan at Rutgers. You've also got Indiana and Minnesota at Williams Arena. Some great games in the Missouri Valley. Drake at home against Valparaiso. Bradley's in action. UNI plays tomorrow as the Panthers are in Terre Haute to take on Indiana State. We talked with Gary Rima earlier today on the program. If you missed him, check out the podcast at kgymradio.com. Am I missing anything?
You covered everything.
Okay. Poll question, kgymradio.com. Would you have walked away from $12 million the way that John Beilein did? Is he still working for them?
He's being reassigned, apparently.
But he's not making $12 million.
He's not making $12 million.
Okay. We will talk with you tomorrow. We're not making $12 million either.
When you order Little Caesars Delivery, you'll save $5 or more over the other national chains on delivered pizza. It's the cherry on top of your pizza. Well, not an actual cherry, more of a metaphorical.